WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Here's a story about how our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz finally found a recording he'd been trying to locate for more than 30 years.
Sometimes there are only 5 degrees of separation. About 30 years ago, I heard a concert at Harvard Sanders Theater I'll never forget. A song cycle by Hindemith sung by a wonderful American soprano named Helen Boatwright. The singing was limpid, honest, emotionally open. Her diction was perfect. Her voice was exquisite. I immediately wanted to get everything she'd ever recorded. And the recording I wanted most was an album of songs by the cantankerous American composer Charles Ives, with Boatwright accompanied by the great Ives pianist, Ives editor, and Ives scholar, John Kirkpatrick. That recording, on the small Overtone label, was already long out of print, and I was never able to find it. Let's skip a few years. At Sanders Theater a few weeks ago, there was a memorial tribute for the late violinist Louis Krasner and his wife, Adrienne Gallimere Krasner. Krasner had been a champion of modern music, and he made music history in 1936 by commissioning and playing the first performance of one of the masterpieces of 20th century music, Alban Berg's Violin Concerto. One of the speakers at Harvard was the 80-year-old composer and violinist Howard Boatwright, a student of Hindemith's at Yale, the editor of Charles Ives's papers, and the retired dean of the School of Music at Syracuse University, where Louis Krasner had taught before he retired in 1974. Sitting next to Howard Boatwright was his wife, Helen, looking as radiant as she did when I first heard her in the same auditorium some 30 years before. I wanted to meet her and introduced myself. I mentioned my futile search for that Ives record, and she told me that it had been reissued on CD by CRI, Composers Recording, Inc. That night, I headed to the nearest record store and found the disc. I wasn't disappointed. A song has a few rights, the same as other ordinary citizens, Ives wrote. If it feels like walking along the left-hand side of a street or sitting on a curb, why not let it? There's nothing predictable about an Ives song. Here's Helen Boatwright singing a passage from Ives's amazing 1914 setting of Vachel Lindsay's poem, General William Booth Enters into Heaven. Or try the quirky little Ann Street, a poem by someone named Morris Morris that Ives found in the New York Herald on January 12, 1921.
Quaint name Ann Street, width of same 10 feet, volumes of Ann Street, far from
this CRI CD also includes Helen Boatwright singing a series of Emily Dickinson poems set to music by her husband's colleague at Syracuse, Ernst Bacon, with the composer himself at the piano. Bacon worked on these from the 1930s to the 1960s, but they're not nearly as daring as what Ives wrote decades earlier. And this month, CRI has just released a CD devoted to the music of Howard Boatwright. 4 degrees of separation?
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the songs of Charles Ives and Ernst Bacon, sung by Helen Boatwright on the CRI label.